Not even going to ask.
Just saying. All right. Well, with all that being said, you know what? It's time for Mike King and
Herb Talk.
And Mike is well grounded. He has both feet on this morning.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Did they give her the boot? Is that what happened?
Oh. Very nice.
Oh. The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for educational and informational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
All right. You got a bunch of stuff
in
your hands.
You've been talking about the cold weather. Oh,
I hate the cold weather.
All my friends, my greenhouse, this is miserable right now because we keep getting frosts. We have to run our heaters. But our greenhouse is open. We do have our regular herbs and everlastings, Senna geraniums, bay trees, tomato plants in six packs. We have vegetable plants, flowering bedding plants. And we can still do, we're not going to do garden plugs probably right now. The ground's still kind of.
All right. What about people? They may have like garden boxes. I mean, we did one last year.
Yeah.
We made the box.
And
then we put down fresh soil.
Yes.
And we dropped our plant. Boy, its stuff grew great.
We used to teach a class on that.
Really?
Yeah. Window boxes or garden boxes.
Yeah.
But I mean, the herbs are great for that, like thyme, the rosemaries, the sage. We have, you know, the thymes are really good, and the mints sometimes, too. They're very, very hardy.
I see.
And they're perennial. Perennials are flowers or plants that come up every year. We have tender perennials, you know, like a bay tree is awesome. We have the little bay trees, and they are, for our preferred member pricing, they're only $6.99, and they are really cool. You can use them with cooking. They're real bay trees, but they're one of these what I call, like, the house plants where you can put them out on the porch and bring them inside in the wintertime. I had one for about 20 years, and I had to go on a trip, and I forgot to have somebody come over and water it, and it did not make it. I was really devastated because it was about 6-7 foot tall, and you can do a topiary with them. I mean, bay trees are really cool. Rosemaries are, too. You have to bring those in the winter. Those are also tender perennials. Rosemaries are a very unique plant, and rosemary is so good for you.
But after today, we're in this pattern of 60-degree temperatures over the next 10 days. It might be time to plant.
It may be
a good time to come. Like you said, you have like tomato plants and that kind of stuff?
Well, everything, yes.
All right. Well, like the tomato plants, everybody loves tomatoes.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And are they already started to grow already?
Oh, they're big. Oh, yeah, they're big. And we have like the big boy, and we have the yellow tomatoes, all of that.
Beefsteak?
Yes, of course.
Heirlooms?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
And people love our tomatoes, and they're only $3.59 for a six-pack. So make sure.
Oh, really? Six plants for $3.59?
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Yes, $3.59 for six. And they're big. I mean, they're, I don't know, 4-6 inches. I mean, they're good size.
They're not wimpy.
No. All of our plants are really good. We actually contract with a greenhouse in southern Illinois, and they start growing way early on. In fact, we start like in February. And so when we get the plants, they're in the 3.5-inch pot, and they're usually, I don't know, some of them are, we have some sages with flowers on them. They're like 12 inches already that you could just stick right in the garden and be good to go. The pineapple sage, we have some exotics, the tricolor sage. We have the elfin thyme, the lemon thyme, the silver thyme. All kinds of basil. We got a lot of basil this year. We always run out of basil. Just the good old Genovese, the green basil. And that's another one that's a great house plant, too. I like to put that in a little pot and keep it like on windows, what we call, like you're talking, Doug, the windowsill plants. You know, and you can put that in the windowsill. And then when you're cooking, you can get that fresh leaf of basil and then kind of do a topiary with your basil and keep it kind of pruned back as you're cooking and using the basil. And, of course, basil is good in everything. You know, the Asian cooking or just Italian or just sometimes. Basil is very unique. It kind of has, it's almost a cross between, like, mint and licorice. I mean, it is a unique taste. I love basil, and it is so good for you. Basil is really very, very healthy. All the herbs are. They're all chock full of vitamins and minerals and nutrients. Rosemary is anti-carcinogenic, and it's great to use in all kinds of different cooking on roasts, with fish, meat, vegetables. Throw a little bit of mint. My mom would always put a little bit of mint, like in the peas or the green beans, just a touch. The trick with using herbs is go, you know, when you're first using salt and pepper, you don't pour the whole bottle on there, do you? You shake just a little bit. You go very gently.
Depends what it is.
Do you?
Yeah. Now, Scott,
Brussels sprouts, the whole bottle may not be enough.
The whole bottle, yeah, there you go. But the thing is the big trick with cooking with herbs and spices is start with a pinch. See what that tastes like. You can always add more. It's very hard to take it away. Once you've screwed it up,
it's hard to fix it.
That's right, Doug. That's right. Once you've dumped the whole, handful of, say, lavender into something, and you can use lavender in cooking too, believe it or not, the lavender blossoms. And, of course, we make a lavender lemonade. I mean, you can go on and on and on with the herbs.
Lavender's calming.
Very calming.
All right, what are some of the other ones you have there?
Well, the scented geraniums. Those, we have a citronella geranium, which is a scented, they call it the citronella plant. And that's really good for keeping bugs and mosquitoes and stuff away. Mint is too. If you look at the colonial period, I know we were working with the Illinois and the Lincoln Homestead and so forth, and we learned that they used to grow mint, types of mint, all around the outside of the houses. And you know what? We sell our mint crystals. The mice are still coming in right now with this cold. We've had a battle with everybody's been, having problems with mice, and we have the mint crystals. Mint keeps rid of it. It keeps rid of the mice. They don't like that scent. They run away. Yeah, it's almost like having a cat around. Yeah.
If I just drop some Wrigley spearmint gum into the floor there, would they?
Well, the sugar and everything else. But yeah, they probably are not going to eat that. I don't think you'll ever see anything mint being eaten or messed with by mice. So we have our crystals, our solid scent brand fragrance crystals. We do big 3-pound bags, and you can lay those out around, in dishes and around
the
house.
Does that impact pets at all?
No, they won't touch it. It doesn't hurt them. It's salt-based. It's very, very safe. That's why everybody uses it, particularly if you have pets. A good question, Doug.
Thank you.
And it's very, very safe. Very safe for pets. But yeah, the mints are historically known to keep vermin, pests, rodents away from an area. And then, of course, we have the flowering bedding plants, all kinds of stuff. They've got a huge list. I didn't even bring the list because I thought, I'd be on the radio for 4 hours, and we can't do that because, I don't know, we could. Could we, Scott?
We could. I'll be back at 9 to say see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll just sit here and go, and then we have mint, and we have thyme, and we have dill, and we have fennel.
The key is that your greenhouse is open.
It is open. It has been open. 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sundays. Just it's open during our regular hours. And we have a huge selection. Everything is still in the greenhouse. We haven't set anything out yet. And again, the plants are very hardy. They're very healthy. They're looking great. They're doing well. I was just in there this morning around 5:30 just checking on everything, making sure the heaters are running and making sure everything, we're keeping everything watered very well. And it's exciting. Some of the things are, like I said, the sage has got some pretty yellow, pink blossoms, reddish blossoms on it. It's exciting. This time of year is a lot of fun.
Peppers and potatoes?
No potatoes, but we do have a good selection of peppers.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think we have – potatoes are more of a root crop. We don't sometimes we will plant in carrots and stuff like that in our own vegetable garden. We have produce that we sell limited. Hopefully this year our asparagus, we've been working on it. It kind of got puny when I got sick, had my toxic shock, and it kind of didn't do as well. But hopefully the asparagus will be back, and of course I'll be bringing that in if we do.
The asparagus.
You don't have to.
Well,
if you're bringing it in, I'll happily take it.
I'll bring you some if we've got it this year.
You barbecue it or grill it or whatever. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, you take the asparagus. And they're usually about 12 inches long. And the size does not determine tenderness. People think, the little tiny ones. No. You really need to know what you're doing with asparagus. We have the Jersey Knight species, and they're male. And, the big 12-inch, 10, 12, the big ones, if you get them right, and they can grow fast. Asparagus is the second fastest growing plant next to bamboo. I mean, you can see it. In the morning, we'll have something that'll pop up 2 or 3 inches, and by late afternoon, it may be 6 or 7 inches. I swear it grows an inch an hour. It's unbelievable how fast asparagus can pop up out of the ground.
Love asparagus.
Tender, succulent. And then we always, what I tell people is get a little olive oil, sprinkle some olive oil, and then use our perfect herb seasoning. Or I really like the Annie's because it's got a little pepper in it.
Yep.
And you put the Annie's seasoning on that with some olive oil and set it out on the grill. Oh my gosh, there's nothing better. And it's very healthy. Asparagus is very cleansing, very good for you. And, you know, again, ours is all organic, and hopefully we'll have enough this year. We really never seem to have enough. There was a few years where we did when the plots were doing really good. So we're doing a lot of replanting and trying to get that back. We've been really working on the gardens this year.
I remember when you had a lot of it, and I got to try some of it.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Probably ate half of it on the way home.
Yeah. Oh, that, by the way, remember we talked about that? I'd bring that up again. That's a good one. You don't want to eat a lot of raw asparagus unless you want to totally cleanse your body. Because I had like a pound of it, and I brought it home, and I thought, well, you know, oh, man, it was good. I thought, well, I'll just have another piece. I ended up eating a lot of a raw asparagus. And for the next 2 to 3 days, I was cleansed. I mean, I was like, wow.
It's amazing how good you feel, too.
You do feel really good.
Great.
Yes. Yeah.
Great.
You do. Yeah. Yeah. It does. It takes gets all the toxins.
That feel good when those cramps hit you, did
everything.
It?
No, you don't. It just cleanses.
Yeah.
Hey, it's great for constipation. Seriously. If you have an issue with that, you could probably just eat raw asparagus every day.
If you're plugged.
And that would keep you. Yeah, I never thought about it. You know, that's a great idea. Hey, we just invented something.
We may have.
Yeah.
You know what? We need to take a quick break here.
We need
to talk about probiotics when we come back.
There you go.
Yeah. Herb Talk.
Herb Talk.
Mike King, Merryman Herb Farm, Talk 101 FM. Back with more next.
So how's your job going? Is it providing the financial and personal satisfaction that you're looking for? Do you dread Monday mornings? Maybe it's time for a change. Hi, this is Tara Nickerson, General Manager at the Cromwell Radio Group. I've been in the radio business for 15 years now, and I love it. Right now, Cromwell has a great opportunity in our sales department. We're looking for someone who has a burning desire to succeed, who's not afraid to put in the time and effort to bring about that success, and who's interested in working for area businesses to make a difference in their bottom line. If you'd like more information, send me an email at tnickerson@cromwellradio.com. Cromwell Radio Group is an equal opportunity employer. Women and minorities are encouraged to apply.
Every day, 70,000 puppies or kittens are born in the U.S. Cute, right? Well, what's not cute is that half of all litters are accidents. And when a kitten has a litter of oopsies and a puppy has a litter of uh-ohs, pretty soon you have thousands and thousands of OMGs. And that leads to millions of pets being killed in shelters each year. But if 80% of people with pets say they believe in spaying and neutering, then what gives? Turns out that those sweet little fuzzballs can get pregnant sooner than you think. A lot sooner. But here's the good news. You can stop the accident before it happens. You just have to remember one number. 4. As in 4 months. When you bring home Maggie or Ruby or Puddles or Clyde, get them fixed at 4 months old. It can be old enough to get pregnant, and it's definitely young enough to make a difference. Prevent more. Fix at month 4. Visit fixat4.com for more information. Brought to you by Best Friends Animal Society.
Wow, your truck sounds great. What did you do?
It is great, isn't it? I had Danny's Muffler install a customized exhaust system. Dual exhaust sounds really great.
It's amazing. Your truck has a healthy, strong sound to it. Can Danny's Muffler do that with anybody's truck?
Yep, just take it to Danny's Muffler and let them show you what they can do.
Danny's Muffler Shop at 1965 East Pershing.
Get everything you need for your projects during Menards Spring Catalog Sale. Add style and function with Dakota pre-finished wood shelving. Create your own custom storage space in closets, pantries, laundry rooms, and more. Dakota pre-finished square edge shelving is available in 6 finishes. 11 3/4 inch deep by 8 foot long square edge shelves are $6.99 each after rebate. Get Spring Catalog savings now through April 29th. Plus, Menards gift cards are perfect for Mother's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
Bus Boom and Wolf. The longer you listen, the later it gets. Now let's check our watches and bring back Scott and Doug on Talk 101 FM.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com.
I'm telling you.
I still think
nobody would eat a Brussels sprout in their right mind.
Asparagus and smashed cauliflowers, too.
Yeah, because bird's eye now is trying to con people. You go to the bird's eye thing in the frozen section of the Kroger, and they've got mashed cauliflower.
Oh, that would
passing
be
passing it off as like mashed potatoes. there, it clearly says cauliflower, but you look at the picture, you say, oh, there's mashed
potatoes. Well, you know, we should do an off-air show because we talk about so many cool things while we're
We really do.
Yeah, but most of it you can't say on the radio.
Well, that's what people want to hear.
Oh.
You know that, Doug. That's what they want.
Until they make the complaint.
Yeah, well, it'll be one person. Everybody else will be, oh, that was so funny. Oh, that was great. And then one person will be like, well, I don't think they should be having that much fun.
Hey, listen, since this show has a time limit on it.
I know. We got,
probiotics. So we had some guy call in yesterday named Mike, and he was talking about probiotics, and I thought it was you.
It was not me.
All right.
Ask him if he's Mike from Merry Man. I'm Mike from Merryman.
Well, he just said Mike. That's
okay.
all.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of Mikes.
Assumed it was you because all of a sudden he went off on probiotics.
Well, there you could go off on probiotics for hours. There are so many of them. I brought in what we call Primal D, Primal Defense. It's probably one of the seminal core probiotics that's out there. Dr. Jordan Rubin actually wrote a book, Patient Heal Thyself. I've been doing a lot of interviewing and investigative research and so forth. Bruce Topping, a good friend of mine, he's an international educator and promoter for Garden of Life. And this particular product we've sold for a number of years. It has what we call the HSO, the homeostatic soil organisms. And it's basically like pristine dirt. It gives you some really core probiotics that we don't get in our food. See, our ancestors used to go out in the dirt, get dirt on them, get their food, their vegetables, their root crops. It would have a little bit of dirt on it, and our bodies are used to getting that bacteria. Did you know the reason we get our minerals is because of the bacteria in the soil? Affix the minerals, give it to the plants, and then again, when we eat the plants, the bacteria in our stomach gives us those minerals. Without that, we would not have minerals in our blood.
I better not walk into any restaurant and see dirt on the food.
Well, yeah, that's probably a little different. So what we'll do for you, Doug, is we have a product called Primal Defense with the pristine, good probiotic from the homeostatic soil organisms, and it is absolutely phenomenal. Now, these, you know, we have a Primal Defense Ultra, 15 billion CFUs, that's colony-forming units, and there's 13 species with the HSOs, the homeostatic soil organisms. And we have sold this to people that have, you know, things like C. diff and Crohn's. I mean, we have some phenomenal probiotics
now. Those are some serious diseases.
The Plantarum V299 is a very aggressive probiotic that goes in. We have some phenomenal probiotics and the delivery systems. You know, again, you worry about maybe, well, the acid in your stomach is going to kill it before it gets to the lower intestines and so forth. But the way they've got the delivery system, the way they've got the number of probiotics and the species, you know, it used to be two or three species. And I even see things that are kind of generic over the counter. Maybe, you know, a doctor may recommend something. And again, you really want to get a probiotic that is that's an umbrella that covers everything, that covers your big ones. Now, we're supposedly now, it used to be 150. I've heard upwards of maybe there's 5,000 or more. Bruce was telling me it's like there's new species all the time that they're discovering. Your probiotic mix is like your fingerprint. It's unique to you. And I call it your gut friend. And when your gut friend gets sick, when you get what we call dysbiosis, you get sick. And it can even affect your mood. It can affect your immune system. It can cause all kinds of problems. And, of course, you know, a lot of people, the first thing they encounter is the bowel issues, irritable bowel. You know, you've heard of Crohn's and so forth. That can be pretty devastating. And now this is something new, too, that I think people might be interested in. Is, you know, we used to say, oh, well, when you're on an antibiotic, you know, you don't want to take probiotics, it won't do any good. No, we know now the minute you start that antibiotic, you really need to get on some good probiotics to keep that, what we call the flora, the gut flora, healthy and supplied. I kind of look at like it like your lawn. You know, you need to keep reseeding it, keep the bad weeds out, the bad bacteria. Generally, you're about maybe 80, 90% good bacteria. You're always going to have a little bit of bad. You know, and again, some of it does have what we consider bad. There's some like the H. pylori, a little bit of it does have a purpose. If it gets overgrown, then you get ulcers and so forth. So, you know, you want to, oh, you're giving me fingers here, Scott. What is that? 3 minutes.
That's 3 minutes. You've been in the radio business long enough.
All right, Doug. Just set me straight.
I love it. I love it.
But we have a lot of different brands, but the Garden of Life brand is like the best, man. These guys, they have the, like Dr. Perlmutter, who is a leading neurologist. I mean, they have some of the leading doctors and scientists behind this company. It's a big company. Actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's now owned by Nestle, the Nestle Corporation. So they have huge labs. Nestle is not making chocolate anymore. They're getting into the nutraceutical industry. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Yeah. You've got some big food
Nestle
company.
Nestle doesn't make chocolate?
No.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S? Nestle
makes
the very best
chocolate. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, see, we've been brainwashed all those years. Yeah. You watched TV too then, mm-hmm. didn't you, Doug? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Mom, I want some Nestle's chocolate. Yeah, remember that? And Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Oh, well, we only have so much time. But the thing is, yeah, no, you got some, like, Procter & Gamble. But the thing is, people, oh, like, these big corporations are going to ruin it. Well, no, wait a minute. They maybe have the best quality control labs, the best research scientists. You're going to get some super high quality products, and you're going to – and again, with the Garden of Life, I mean, they work with companies like out in California. They work with specific farms in Ireland and all around the world that maybe grow have a milk product that has the best proteins for their whey, or maybe gardens that are super organic. I mean, unbelievable. Yes, Scott?
Where can folks find out more information all about
right.
Merry Man Herb Farm, and how can they come out and see you?
Well, you can just come on out to 1405 Merry Man Lane in Decatur, Illinois. We're off Route 48 South. As you go to Taylorville, take a right-hand turn on Rock Springs Road. Take an immediate right on St. Louis Bridge Road. We're open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're open every day. You can give us a call at 217-429-1555. Please visit us on the web at www.merryman.com. You can click on Mike on the Radio and get these shows podcasts. We're going to be putting up more of them all the time. I think there's about a half dozen already, and we may put up some archives. I don't know. We could go way, way back. I remember doing a show with Even Tara, and
back in 1927?
Yeah, somewhere back in there.
Is Tara that old?
Oh, sure.
No, don't get in trouble, guys. No, she's beautiful. I liked her. She was great. Well, she was prettier than you guys, though.
The greenhouse, when does
yes.
it officially open?
It is open now, and it's open during, you know, our regular hours. Please come on out. We've got some really good buys. We've got a great selection.
Definitely do that today. If not today, this weekend when you're off.
This would be a good weekend
Saturday
to start.
Sunday. I
yes.
would. I mean, it's going to be in the 60s,
this
Mike.
Would be a perfect weekend to get yeah. your plants going. All right.
Phone number again is?
Phone number is 217-429-1555, www.merryman.com, and Merryman Herbs with an S on our Facebook. Thank you so much. Everybody have a wonderful day.
You too, Mike.
All right. Good seeing you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
All right. It's 6:54.